When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, let's talk to Jaws. We get answers from Jaws every single Tuesday at this time, but rarely. Well, I was going to say rarely with a 10-2 team, but then again, it's 3 out of 4 years. Jaws, 3 out of 4 years, 10-2? Unbelievable.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, I am surprised.
Exactly. So, Jaws,
good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Jaws. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Of course. Come on, Ed. 7 grandkids partying, eating food, eating turkey, loading up. It was all great.
Good for you, man. Are they all still boys, or do you got any granddaughters?
Oh, I got 7 grandsons.
Wow, what are the odds on that?
That's great.
It's the best, absolutely the best. And you know, we have a little turkey bowl football game before we sit down and have our dinner, so it's always a lot of fun.
Love it.
Range from 3 to 17, so it's quite a mix.
Do any of them have bazookas for arms?
No.
That seems so impossible.
No,
you got 7
goodness.
Of them.
You know, basketball, baseball, you know, all the other sports, but no football right now. A little flag football.
That? Wow.
That's incredible.
That is wild. All right, so, Jaws, let's get to this Eagles thing. It's been such a surge. And one of the things we're discussing today is what aspect of the team has surprised you the most. What would be your answer?
Oh, pretty simple. I think the defense has been phenomenal. You know, after that first 2-2 start, what Vic Fangio has done in restructuring his defense to me was absolutely phenomenal. And I think quickly about the Ravens game. That bye week, we talked about the poor tackling. I think it was the Tampa game was like 19 missed tackles in that game. It was just awful exhibition. I'm going through the tape of the game against Baltimore, and I'm watching just incredible tackling. Quinion Mitchell, phenomenal. Gardner Johnson, phenomenal. Zach Bond, phenomenal. Tackling in open space, tackling in the field. The basic fundamentals of the game, they've improved upon tremendously. So to me, the defense really has been a big, big improvement.
That's when you go through that tape of Baltimore, how much RPO did we succeed with against the Ravens? It felt like the RPO was sort of what unlocked the rest of the offense this time around. I don't know if you agreed when you went back and watched it again, but the RPO seemed like it was more important this week. Is
no
that
question,
something
John,
that will continue moving forward?
You know, it seemed like that first quarter, the Eagles were finding a way to shoot themselves in the foot. They weren't getting it done. They went to the RPOs, and they forced the Ravens defense to play sideline to sideline rather than end zone to end zone. I think it opened up some lanes for Saquon. Jalen obviously made some good runs, but I would agree the RPOs really opened up the game. It was an excellent change of the game plan, as in-game change of the game plan.
And Are you at all worried, though, the third quarter, 3 minutes of possession there, it feels like the offense, while we do get on track, it's just not as consistent as we'd all like to see.
Yeah, I think we would be kind of nitpicking if we said that. I think in the ebb and flow of a game, you're going to have some of those points where you're just not dominating the football game. The Ravens are a very good football team. I think, quite honestly, though, I'm happy Lamar Jackson did not bring his A game. I think he brought his C-plus game. He missed a lot of opportunities on the field, missed some throws, so that kind of kept us in the game where they had an opportunity to stretch their lead. So,
but and I, Justin I think Tucker.
The way the team is playing right now, I think it's playing championship-style football.
Yeah. Josh, you know, one of the things that's making that so is Zach Bond. I'm blown away by this dude. Do you think Howie is going to have a philosophical change and actually pay a linebacker this offseason? Let's say Bond gets real money, like pretty big money. Does Howie pay him or not?
Yes. I think he's been such a difference maker, such a great find. You know, you look back at what he was in New Orleans, and he was kind of a hand in the ground, edge, outside pass rusher. You know, the Eagles signed him, thought he would be maybe an edge pass rusher, maybe an outside linebacker. They moved him inside and a perfect fit for Vic's style of defense. He has blown me away. His ability to read, react, and diagnose a play. I mean, he can get sacked. He can tackle. He's good in coverage. He's got great feel and anticipation for the linebacker position. We all know how he's not had an affinity for paying linebackers, and we've lost some in the past to other teams that are still playing and playing well. But I think the way Zach Bond fits in the style that Vic likes to play, they've got to sign him.
It's crazy. Have you ever seen this where a pass rusher, an edge rusher, changed positions and was an awesome coverage guy? He's our coverage backer. And
yeah,
that's sort of like his expertise.
I draw a blank. It's so rare. Zach Bond to step in. No, I'm sure maybe Howie's wildest dreams and Vic's wildest dreams, they thought, hey, this guy's going to be a pretty good player. He has exceeded expectations.
Absolutely.
He has been a dominant football player in every phase of the game. You know, open field tackling. And by the way, I thought that was the difference in the game. They tackled so well.
Yeah.
I said it earlier, but they tackle so well. When you get Derrick Henry is a beast. I like the way they attacked Derrick Henry. They did not go high where you could get his stiff arm and have him run you over. They went low and got him to the ground and basically grabbed his ankles and tripped him up. So it was a...
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Well-designed game plan of how to tackle Derrick Henry.
Tremendous. Ron Jaworski with us right now. Nick Sirianni in about an hour will join the program at 8:40. Jones, let's talk about Jalen Carter, another massively impactful player. I mean, just incredible. Now, I know it might not be the easiest thing to remember year two Jerome and year two Fletcher, like a specific year. But if you can get in that zone, is Jalen Carter better than Jerome was year two? Is he better than Fletcher was year two?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't recollect exactly year two, Joe, yep. to be quite honest.
Let's just say relatively early in their career. Yeah.
And Jalen Carter is playing great football. I think the defense as a whole is playing tremendous football. And they're going to need to play well against Carolina. Carolina's an improved football team. The last 3 or 4 weeks, they played really good, solid football. So the defensive line and Jalen Carter are going to have to play very well in this matchup.
Charles, the Saquon thing. So you and I have been aligned this whole time on, yeah, they're overusing him a little bit. As they get closer to the finish line, are you worrying about that less now? Like, he isn't showing signs of slowing down. Take Carolina game. I hear what you just said about Carolina, but let's be real. They should beat Carolina. I'd like to see them beat Carolina where Saquon touches it 15 times instead of 25 times. Of course, that can impact his MVP and all that, but where are you on the Saquon usage thing in early December now?
You know, Joe, as a general statement, I would say, you know, I don't like to see him touching the ball, you know, 28, 30 times at this point. I'd like to see him healthy as we go down the stretch and healthy into the playoffs. But as I watch the tape of Saquon, he gets very few hard hits. I mean, he has the unique ability to just not take that hard hit around the knees, the hard hit around the legs. Teams now fear him. They don't come after him with reckless abandon because they're worried he's going to make them miss. So he does not take those. And John could probably speak to it better than anybody. That's what he did for a living, was avoiding those contacts, whatever he could. But I think Saquon has been a guy that's avoided those hard hits. He's been very good at protecting his own body. So I'm not that concerned. Yeah, I'm concerned. You're always concerned about injuries. But I'm not that concerned because of his ability not to take a direct hit.
Yeah, it's been something.
He's dishing it out more than he's taking.
Well, he's doing a lot of that, too. Joe, Detroit and Green Bay on Thursday. It's a big game for the implications for the one seed. Who do you think wins that game?
Green Bay. I think Green Bay, in fact, watching the games this past weekend, I think clearly Green Bay now is passed by Detroit because of the injury Detroit has suffered. Green Bay is playing at a very high level right now.
Wow.
On both sides of football.
I like that answer. I like that a lot. All right, Jaws, wonderful stuff, my man. We'll talk next week, and just awesome. Thank you, Jaws.
Guys, you're the best, man. All right, be safe.
Thanks, Jaws. Ron Jaworski. How about
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.